I'm pleased to welcome to Robin Hood Radio Christine Javert, who is the founding artistic director for Crescendo. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, I know that at the end of this week, you have a very important event happening here at the Trinity Lime Rock, and this is a fundraiser for Crescendo. Could you tell us a bit about what's going on there?
Yes, thank you. Yes, it's a concert. We don't do this every year, so this is a special occasion. We raise with this concert funds for all of the music programming for the whole season. We bring to you choral programs, instrumental programs. We bring a mixture. We bring a world premiere this year with something unusual, with a Jewish cantata and some tango fusion music. So Baroque is our specialty, but we do things different things as well. So this is what this fundraiser is about, to bring music to the northwest corner of Connecticut right here in Lakeville, Lime Rock. And we also perform in Great Barrington, mostly a second concert. So we serve these two areas with this. The concert itself features a star, a wonderful, wonderful singer, Nicholas Tamania. And I met him in 2011 when he was a young singer, graduated. He was a failed baritone, and he was also a piano student in New York City, and his voice teacher told him he was no good, basically. And somehow he got coaching and support in singing in the countertenor voice. Did you know what the countertenor voice sounds like?
I don't have a clue.
So it's when a male person is in the parking lot and sees somebody way across the street and goes, woo-hoo! When a male does that, that is the countertenor voice register. So something that every guy can do. And then, of course, the singers develop that. You and I are older, so you might remember ABBA.
Oh, yes, of course.
So they sing in the countertenor register. Many pop musicians, male ones, use that high pop register. That's what that voice type is.
So he went from being told that he couldn't sing to finding his place where he could sing.
Exactly, and developed, and he and I went a fair amount of the way together. He started coming out, recommended by the goddess of early music, Julianne Baird, whom I was working with for some years back then. She said, I have this young protege that started coaching with me. You have to hear him if you can hire him. So I started doing that, and he started coming out from New York City. We did some solo performances. We performed in all kinds of places, solo recitals, so that helped him as well to form his career among many other musicians, of course. We performed at the Brooklyn Beat, in the museums, churches, and then on the street, on a street festival with a storyboard teller dancing to our Baroque music. So we have many, many things that we experienced together, and he was able to develop part of his career here together with me and with Crescendo, where we hired him for many, many, many concerts as a soloist. He went on to Europe and has made a stellar career. So he is based in Europe now since 2020. He had his debut at the Met with Joyce DiDonato in 2020, right before COVID hit. And from then on, he stayed permanently in Europe. He's performing in all kinds of Baroque operas as in leading roles. There have been operas written for him, also some contemporary pieces. He was Hannibal Lecter in a concertante opera written for him in New York City, for instance. He was the main role in a contemporary piece called Flight, which dealt with a hostage situation in an airport. So he's an incredibly cutting-edge and versatile artist, and he's still an amazing human being, has not changed one bit. as a human being and as our dear friend ever since. At the same time, he sung in Israel, in Australia, in all of Europe, and obviously comes back to the United States, was just in Williamsburg performing Orfeo in a staged opera production there as well. It's a very difficult road to go to make it in this genre.
It sounds like it. Like it a lot. And, you know, the nice thing in the story you're telling is that even though he pretty much got slapped down, he got up and said, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to find my place to be because this is what I want to do. So,
So now he found something unconventional or that he maybe wasn't thinking of in the first place. But, he's excelled at it.
And
he's still half-based in New York City as well, but he lives in Germany now because that's where culture is. So many operas get produced in Europe. So he's based there, and he comes back regularly.
So he's coming back now to join you and all the others for this fundraising event, which will be on Saturday, November 22nd. Why don't you tell us exactly, or as best you can,
the details,
what this performance is all about.
Yes, this performance is showing a journey to some of the opera roles that he's sung in the last few years, and as well a couple of concert pieces that he and I have performed together over the years. So most of them are opera arias, Baroque. Very much at the center is Handel, a composer that everybody loves. And of course, in December, everybody hears the Messiah repeatedly. But Handel had such a big amount of vocal music, and his operas are so dramatic. So he sings from an aria from Julio Cesare, Julius Caesar. By Handel, he sings in Ptolemeo, the King of Egypt, an opera that maybe nobody has ever heard about. Very passionate pieces about, some of them are about military conquests. Several Handel used these themes when he didn't write sacred oratorios. He wrote on these themes. Handel also was in Italy at the beginning of his career and wrote some operas in Italian there. So that is some aspect. Then the other big composer that everybody also loves is Henry Purcell, this early English composer. And he wrote so many operas. So the program he entitled From Frost to Flame, so from the cold to the hot, and the whole program opens with one of the most stunning songs, arias by Henry Purcell from King Arthur, his opera, and is the aria of the cold genius, obviously a fictional figure, who has been frozen in the ground for centuries and is waking up and is shivering. And it's just an incredible piece, very unusual. Then there comes an aria from The Indian Queen by Henry Purcell, about divinity and how cruel divinity can be and how cruel love's paradoxes are, something that everybody can relate to.
Sounds like this show is going to have some variety in there then.
Oh, definitely. Then there's Antonio Vivaldi, a piece about the hunt. That's not from an opera, but about hunting. And I guess it's the parallel about pursuing love like a hunter, and it's very energetic, of course, the vigor of it. And then there's a couple of pieces that are just stunning moments. He picks these moments in the opera where there are these moments of awe and kind of connection with, so to say, the higher powers. So when people have gone through that transformation and get to that place where they are a different character and they turn to the divine in the opera, that happens too. It's not a sacred piece in that sense, but you know when a main character has gone through ups and downs and the challenges, and then there comes this turning point where basically the big revelation happens. So there's an area that has this whole shining serenity and kind of the going up into the divine. It's just like stunning pieces.
Yeah, no, and tell us a bit about the people that are going to be supporting this, singers and instrumentation back there.
No, it's just him. It's Nicholas telling his story by singing, and I accompany him. We've done many solo recitals like that on the harpsichord. So I play basically the orchestra part on the harpsichord, which is something they did back in that time too. All organists and keyboard players were capable and trained to do that. And so this is what I do and what we've done over the years. And it's always a privilege to work with an artist. So it's all about Nicholas Tamagna, this concert.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And the variety of these different pieces and curated by him and put together and showing with brief stories where he has been, what have these roles meant in his career, and also these pieces that he and I have performed together, that they've been part of his development as an artist. And he's written about that too even, but we're going to tell a little bit of the story there to people. So they can see right there the person and all his humanity, his struggles, and his triumphs, because he really has triumphed as an artist.
So a concert with him and you.
Yes, exactly. A solo recital. He is the main focal point. I accompany. So we've worked together for many years. And this is at Trinity Church across the outfield entrance of the Lamrock Park in the wonderful Stone Church, which is also our base, home base and venue. It has wonderful parking on the ample field behind it. Has really the most wonderful acoustic. This Saturday is November 22.
That's right.
At 4 p.m., and we offer a brief reception afterwards where you can talk to Nicholas and to me also. And we hope that many people will still come.
And you can buy your tickets in advance online.
That would be the best. We have a website that's called crescendomusic.org. Crescendo is spelled C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O, music.org. And it means music that's growing. Crescendo means growing in intensity and loudness. So and that's our website.
You seem to do that each year. This is your, 22nd year, isn't it?
22nd. I can't even believe it. I came to the United States with one luggage and with my harpsichord.
Ah.
That's all I came brought at the end of 2001, and Crescendo was founded in 2003. And then we became an independent 501c3 in 2006. And yes, we need people's support, but you're getting a lot for this benefit concert. It's going to be very special. It's very rare to have such a caliber of an artist offer a whole solo recital. And we are so lucky that he will come out. If by any chance you don't manage to make it, well, you can always send a donation to Crescendo and help us in that way, too. There's ample ways online and explained how to do that to help us produce more concerts. But Nicholas will come back in 2 weeks for our large holiday concert and will be the alto soloist in our Bach Cantata and Bach Mass and festive holiday double choir pieces with Crescendo chorus soloist and Baroque Orchestra on December 6 and 7, two concerts.
Yeah, and we agreed to talk about the season that's coming up behind this in another week or so here. But this is focused on their fundraiser for November 22nd in Lime Rock.
Correct.
If I'm a last-minute person and I don't get tickets online, is there any chance you can pay at the door?
Yes, you can. Generally, we have reserved a contingent of tickets. And we open the door 45 minutes in advance, And yes, you can purchase a ticket at the door as well. We always recommend to buy your tickets online, but yes, we have tickets at the door.
Yeah, so
you come earlier so you can get seated comfortably, and our door can get you in swiftly. But yes, we have a team taking tickets at the door as well.
That's great, because there's just a segment of people out there that just never get ahead on these things.
Sure. Always, no, we always do that.
Always the last minute. So at least you save
some tickets. Yes, I hear you. Yes.
So that, you know, if you're a Johnny come lately, you might make it in if there's still enough seats. So
yes, we're talking with
Christine Javert from the who is the founding artistic director of Crescendo here in our local area, based in Lime Rock, Connecticut, at the Trinity Church. Their fundraiser will be happening on this Saturday, November 22nd at 4 p.m. It will feature, you say his name for me, please?
Nicolas Tamagna.
He will be featured along with being accompanied by, on the harp, by Christine herself. And if you would buy your tickets online at crescendomusic.org, that would be great. And if you're, you know, one of the late people, they are reserving some at the door, but you want to be early. And then also you get a chance afterwards to visit with the main artist here. Anything
Absolutely.
Else?
Absolutely. The shout out I always make is, if you have never gone to a concert and you think classical music, choral music, opera arias is a highbrow thing, not for me, I want to tell you, rethink that. Give it a try. Yeah. This is not a two-hour affair that you're going to be bored to death with. This is really a star coming and offering his voice and his vibrancy. And Baroque music is particularly easy to listen to. We put all of the translations in the program, too, if there's some foreign language that you, there's a lot in English that you don't understand. But, and I have proof over the years, people who come to a classical concert like this and have never been before generally are floored. And I'm not saying that about us. It's an impersonal fact. In fact, about a year ago, two teenagers were brought to their concert, had never been to something like that. And as their mother told me afterwards, they could not stop talking about it afterwards. They were so engaged, so excited. Away from your phones, away from your screens, away from the passivity of the digital world, there's nothing like a live concert, and this is one that you could really. And in all honesty, the ticket prices are $50 for the regular seat and $100 for premium seating. So it's not a $200 or $500 or even $1,000 fundraiser, which exists too in our area, of course. So people pay $100 to $150 to $200 for a pop concert. And of course, there's a different machinery behind that. But in rare cases, we grant also community tickets free, so you can always try. For the bigger concert, we regularly do that too. So you can write a note to Crescendo at crescendomusic.org and request a ticket, and we will see if we have a contingent, we will grant it via email. For the benefit, we do less of it, but if there's somebody who says, I'd really want to try this, we might have a free ticket. So that's also possible.
All right, Christine. It's always a pleasure. And as we've said, we're going to talk to you in another week or so about the full season beyond this fundraiser. We've been talking with Christine Javert of the Crescendo Music Organization here in Lime Rock, and their concert coming up this Saturday, November 22nd at 4 p.m. at the Trinity Church. You can buy your tickets online. Christine says she guarantees you'll have a great time.
Thank you so much.